This is the Patchwork Suite, Season 2, Connecting Music with Murals. I'm Mary Claire Murphy, your host and producer, and so far we've ventured through a collection of 10 modern variations on a classical guitar theme by Madame Sidney Pratton. Each one of those was written by an independent composer with inspiration from murals across the country and across seas. The complete musical suite is a journey we're going to save for next time, as we have one final step to bring us back home for a sampling of jaw-dropping mural artwork right here in Northwest Ohio. Walking around downtown Bowling Green, you'll stumble upon several freshly beautified alleyways, thanks to a handful of artists who worked with the city to share their creative flair through brand new murals for the enjoyment of all passersby. Just recently, I was walking near Dogleg Alley on my way to buy a box of cookies, as one does, and what do you know, I find the alley transformed into this glowing sunset scene of the local Simpson Garden Park. It's a panoramic, impressionistic mural called A Bowling Green Sunset, painted by Andrea Pereira de Almeida. Andrea joined me in the studio here at WGTE for the details, starting with Bowling Green's call for proposals.
So they put out a call for art back in the fall, so I think it was like October, and my mom had sent me, they had put an article in the BG Independent, and so she sent it to me, and I was like, immediately was like, oh, this would be really cool to do. And I was also pregnant at the time, and so it was like going back and forth if this was something I could take on or not. And then just last minute, I'm like, this is really exciting to me. So I just sent in an RFQ. So they had this request for qualifications. And so you sent in a couple pictures of past artwork and resume and stuff. And then they selected 5 artists to create designs for 2 possible murals. And so I created this design from a video that I had taken at Simpson Garden Park a couple of years ago. And I knew I wanted to do a BG scene, and the video was perfect because it was just like this panorama where I could get like a long skinny image from it, and it was just a gorgeous scene too. So everybody submitted a design, and then they had a community vote. You could do it online, and they also had posters up at the Wood County Library so people could go in and vote in person.
If you peruse Andrea's portfolio, you'll find all kinds of impressionistic landscapes of places she's lived and loved, landscapes ranging from woodland scenes of Ohio to Brazilian coffee fields and other natural scenes that all feed into her story.
So I grew up in Bowling Green for the most part, spent a little time in Brazil as a kid. My dad is originally from Brazil, so we went to be closer to family and had an amazing time there, but ended up just coming back for his work. And then I went to high school in BG and undergrad, and then moved away to North Carolina for grad school, spent some time in Chicago, Ann Arbor, and then came back to BG about 5 years ago. I've always been into art since I was a little kid, just always been drawing, and eventually got into painting. I think it was about 10 years old I got like my first set of acrylic paints for my birthday and was just kind of obsessed with them. Painted through high school and then kind of took breaks like on and off in college, and maybe 8 years ago I started painting pretty much every day and like just fell in love with it again.
Typically, Andrea paints on either sketchbook paper if she's painting outdoors, or if she's in her studio, she'll paint on smooth-sanded wood panels. Her dabbling in the mural medium, however, is a more recent development.
When we moved into our house about 5 years ago, that was like our first house that we owned, so I was like finally able to paint the walls. And so I did 2 murals inside my house, and then this mural in BG was the first mural that I've done, and definitely like the largest by a lot.
After Andrea set the design for A Bowling Green Sunset, she spent 3 to 4 hours most every day at work on the mural for about 2 months out of the summer.
So first stage was creating an underpainting. So I created kind of what I would normally create a glaze with water when I'm painting on paper, but I ended up getting like this medium that I mixed with my paint to thin it out. My dad and my husband came, my sister, and we painted the background together. And then I divided my original design up into 8 different sections and created outlines for kind of the structure of, you know, where a tree is going to go, where the horizon goes. And so we used a projector at night to project the lines up on the wall, which makes it a lot easier than, like, you can do it by hand, but it takes a lot longer. And having something at that scale, I wanted to make sure I had things in the right place. So that was, you know, 2 nights of doing that. And then once the scene was set, I just started going in with little brushstrokes and filling everything in.
Because of the textured surface Andrea was working on, turns out there's even more to a single brush stroke than meets the eye. And if you look closely, you can see why it might have been so time-consuming.
So half the wall is cinder block, and then half the wall is this, like, super textured brick. It has, like, 3 different indentations on each brick. And so I started on the cinder block side because I knew that was going to be a little bit easier. And then once I got to the brick side, it was the first few brush strokes I did, like, the paint wouldn't go into the grooves. And so then I realized, okay, I have to slow down my brush stroke a lot. And a lot of them I'd have to go over, like, a couple times just to get one brush stroke in there. And then, like, once I got the hang of it, like, it wasn't too bad, but it definitely was a very different feel from, like, working on like, a very smooth wood surface or paper. When you're up that close and painting on a wall, like, you can get lost easily to, like, what you're painting because it's such a larger scale. So I did a lot of, you know, walking back, looking at, like, the bigger scene to see how things were working. And then at the end of the day, I'd always take a picture on my phone, and then I'd go home and look at it. And so, like, seeing it at a smaller scale helped me a lot to just make more decisions of what I wanted to do.
Andrea gravitated towards intensely vibrant acrylics in a Bowling Green sunset, choosing colors both for aesthetics and functionality.
The more I look at a scene, you know, the more I'm going to get to know it, the better I'm going to paint it. And the more you look for color, the more color you're going to see, the more intense that color is going to be. So kind of like taking a cloud, for example, if you just glance at it, it might look just white. But if you actually look at it for, you know, 10, 20, 30 minutes at a time, you get to see all the different variations in color from this cloud, and they start becoming more intense. And so that's what I like portray in my paintings. So this was an acrylic paint, and I bought it from a company who, like, they specialize in murals. So it's like kind of top of the line acrylic paint that's meant for outdoors. Like, paint has these different ratings for light fastness. So, like, because the sun over time is going to degrade the paint. And so certain colors degrade, like, more quickly than others. So, like, yellows, anything cadmium is going to not do well over the years with sun and elements exposure. And so I picked colors that would last the longest.
Lasting colors for lasting impressions. You can find Andrea's Simpson Garden-inspired sunset in downtown Bowling Green. And now with that taste for murals, she hopes to also sign her name to other such endeavors.
Doing this first mural, like, murals are pretty cool. I'd love to do more. I really love painting big, like, even when I'm painting in my studio. Like, I feel like I always have more fun painting a big piece. And so seeing, like, this huge color up on the wall where it becomes more of like an immersive experience looking at it, like, that, I think that's really, really cool. You know, normally I'm painting in my studio, so only so many people see a finished piece, and like, it's whoever buys that piece, like, maybe they have it in their house and those are the only people that see it. But a mural, like, you have a lot of people that see it, a lot of smiles you can bring to people's faces.
I'd like to seize this opportunity for a shout out to all our local artists who give such warmth to these places we call home. And thanks to Andrea Pereira de Almeida for sharing a piece of her vision on the Patchwork Suite. To learn more about the podcast or stream previous episodes on demand, visit WGTE.org or the mobile WGTE app.